everybody. It's your boy, Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy-to-shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, boys, welcome to the Shody. How's everybody?
Good. How are you?
I am all right. We having a few connectivity issues here, but we're going to do the best that we can. We're going to move forward. Unfortunately, for all those people that are watching us live, they may not be able to get the show right now, but we're doing the best that we can. All right. So
can they hear us still?
No, they cannot. So we'll be going in and out, but I want to start the show off because Philippius is the gearhead. Philippius is the car guy, right? You know what I'm saying? So how about we talk? How about we talk a little cars here at the opening of the show? Because USA Today released some of the Consumer Reports picked the 10 worst new cars by category, and I wanted to see what Philippius and Orly, of course, you can chime in on this. What you guys kind of thought about it?
Okay.
Let's run down this a little bit. A little car talk right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be giving away a 2014 Honda Prius. to call number 10 at 602-999-9595. All right, Lip, the lowest rated subcompact car is the Mitsubishi Mirage. Didn't you used to have one of those?
No.
No? Do we even know what does Mitsubishi Mirage, lowest rated subcompact, cheap to buy and good gas mileage, but it's teeny tiny and the three cylinder engine vibrates.
Three cylinder. I don't know much about cars, but that's not that great.
I didn't know they had a three cylinder.
It says three cylinder, lowest rated compact car. These are all new cars, all right, available at your local car dealership. I'm sorry, I really want to do like stupid radio DJ voices today. Worst low-rated compact car, the Fiat 500L. Worst reliability of any new car and a dismal road test score. So that means it must have been really bad during the road
test. That's a small one too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's that little one. Fat people like me, if I see you driving a Fiat, I'm pointing and laughing.
It'll look like a turtle shell on you.
L is supposed to be the larger edition.
I guess L don't mean large. It means loser.
Hey, it's not always about the size, though.
Right?
Lowest rated midsize sedan, the Chrysler 200.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mediocre with clumsy handling and poor on the road.
The 200's the cheap version for people that can afford the 300.
I guess so. Lip, you...
Yeah, it's more of the, like, I don't know, sedan, I guess, versus a luxury, you know?
It's the dumbed-down version of the 300.
The nice one.
I've driven both and rental cars because they're available for rental. I've driven the Chrysler 200, hated it. Driven the Chrysler 300, loved it.
Big difference?
Big, huge difference. Huge difference. Lowest rated family SUV, Lip, you'll be getting one of these. The Dodge Journey.
Dodge Journey.
Yeah, V6 engine had poor gas mileage is the reason why they rated it low. And the lowest rated large luxury SUV. Now, this is a very popular one, Lip. Can you guess? Large luxury SUV.
Large luxury SUV.
Luxury being the word. So when you think luxury.
Cadillac.
Escalade. All right. Escalade.
The Cadillac Escalade. The Cadillac Escalade. Stiff ride. Ooh. Not that roomy. And the Q... I don't know what that word is, but it basically says that it's not a very good SUV.
I'm surprised my car's not on that list.
How is your car not on the list?
I don't know. My car is a good car, but I took it to get a couple tires the other day. Yeah. Because I got a trip I'm going on soon. So I go in for two tires.
Oh, and, wait, hold on. You took your car to the dealership for...
No, I didn't go to the dealership. I went to a tire shop.
Oh, okay. You went to a tire... Even worse, bro.
I don't know.
Even worse.
No, dealerships always charge you a ton. They're like $45 for windshield wipers, $30 for fluid in your water for your windshield wipers.
Okay. So you took your car in for tires.
Yeah, I took it in for some tires.
Okay.
Just needed two.
All right.
And then I, the other two are like brand. I need an alignment also.
Why do I feel like I'm going to need this drama score here in a minute? Okay.
So I get my two tires and everything was fine and dandy at that place. And I said, do you do alignments? And he's like, no, but we work with a place down the road that does. They'll give you a discount for coming here. I'm like, all right.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Did you have your kids with you?
No, I went by myself.
You went by yourself. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I'm just hanging out. It took like 30 minutes, pretty quick, which it was kind of dead in there, which I kind of used to my advantage. I was like, so you can't get that any lower. And he kind of worked with me. And
so you were trying to finagle him?
Yeah. Okay. Because tires, I think it's something you could finagle.
I think that any auto repair you can finagle.
You think so?
I think so. That's the way I feel about it. Lip, how do you feel about it? You're the gearhead.
Yeah. You can. I'm sure you can.
Yeah, you can finagle them, dude.
There's got to be some kind of good markup on tires.
Without saying the brand or the company that you went to, was it a national chain or was it, like
mom and pop?
Yeah, it was mom and pop.
It was like a bigger one.
La Hacienda Tires.
No, it was a bigger one. Those places always want to sell me. They're like, $30, and I'm like, for new? Oh no, these are used. And I'm
For La Hacienda Tires, man, you go there, you get you two brand new tires and some amazing carne asada. Am I right or am I right?
Anthony Bolin.
No, before I had kids, I would do the used tires all the time.
You have to speak up because you're getting eaten up by the compressor. Are you not hearing that? Compressor gate is really tight.
Yeah.
All right.
Do it.
All right. So I go to get the alignment at this other place.
Yeah.
And I notice a little bit of leaking coolant.
Oh, no, 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 not the leaking coolant.
The leaking coolant.
Oh, man, I hate it when my coolant leaks.
So I made a mistake, but I said, do you think to check out the leaking coolant? Do you guys do everything at this shop? He's like, yeah, we're full service. I'm like, all right. And right away, if it's coolant leaking, that could be bad.
You opened up the floodgates, man. You opened up the floodgates.
Why do you just ignore stuff like that?
Okay, so you went in for two tires. I can only imagine two tires, roughly probably maybe $200 on a good day.
Yeah, a little more than that, but yeah.
Did you have them look at the coolant? Did you have them do investigative work?
No, that place, the tires were just a tire shop.
Okay, the tires
were just a tire shop. Then they sent me over to the alignment shop, and that place was a full service. So I asked them, can you guys look at the leak also? He's like, yeah. And then right away, yeah, if it's the leak, you're going to want to get that fixed right away.
He is just right in their wheelhouse.
It's summertime.
They
you
are
know.
Pulling. They are in the back room just saying, we've got one on.
Well, no.
The
see,
hook.
I usually don't fall for that stuff. But
there's more.
But I'm driving out to California soon. And I'm like, I have extra coolant. I've been monitoring it, too. So I'm not like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been kind of following it. Like an oil leak, you could have an oil leak forever. As long as you kind of keep it, you know what I mean?
If you live in South Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, coolant, I don't know too much about, so I'm like, it could be bad. So he takes a look.
Yeah, it could be bad. Exactly. You're going to be driving on roads that are going to be 150 degrees.
See, and that's what they said. But then I started to get the whole, are they just saying that because they want me to fix it? And then he goes, I'll let you know what happens after. So he's like, oh, yeah, you definitely need the alignment. They do the alignment. And we looked at the coolant leak and come out here with me. And once he said that, I was like, oh.
You were hooked. They had you at that point. Man. They had you at that point. They had you when you opened up your mouth. You never go in there and give them any type of room to find something wrong.
But I couldn't ignore it and then go on the trip and my motor blows up.
Right. So you know what you do? You go in there and you say, there's a coolant leak. I need an estimate on how much you guys charge to fix, to repair a coolant
leak. That's kind of what I said. I said, it's leaking coolant. Can you check that out, too?
So what did they point out to you when you went out there? What, now the brake shot?
No, that it was leaking. It was leaking because there was different areas, I guess, coolant can leak from.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but he said, it's leaking from the water pump area. And if you look down, he showed a flashlight. Here, hold the flashlight. See it all down there on the belt and stuff.
He made you hold the flashlight?
Yeah, to show him myself.
They were rigging. They were working you, bro. They were totally. Now, this is the way that my dad told me, the tall tale sign of when an auto mechanic is trying to get the fix on you. If they are looking more at you than they are looking at their car, they're reading you to see what they can say, to see if there's worry that's going to set in your eyes, to see if concern is going to set in your eyes. If they are making more eye contact with you than they are focusing the car, get ready, lube yourself up, because you're about to take it in the bad place.
Yeah.
Because auto mechanic shops out here, especially even the big chains, I have showed my arse in an auto mechanic shop before because they try to work me over. You ain't going to work me over. I'm going to work you over.
But I didn't mention that I was going a long drive because that would have been the, you know what I mean? I didn't mention that because then they probably would have worked that in there.
Right.
So anyways, after all that, come in and like, so we figured out exactly where it's coming from. You're lucky you don't have this type of system because you would have been paying $1,200, but you do have this kind, so it's going to be about $595.
So you went in, you went to the auto mechanic to get two tires, which have been $200 at best, and you walked out spending how much?
$595 more. Well, that was the water pump replacement, the belt replacement, the alignment, and oil change. Well, I called back. I'm like, can you throw in like an oil change to them spending all this money? Well, I can give you a coupon. But then after I picked it up, he was like, I gave you that oil change for free.
Man. Well, I guess next time.
But then I asked him, in a way, like I asked like,
I'm trying to start the show eight times. That's what the finger means. Go ahead.
No, just real quick. I just said, I'll go ahead and start it or go ahead and keep talking.
Keep going.
I just mentioned like I wanted to get it out of him without asking like, so I really do I need this done? So I was kind of like trying to figure it out like in a nice way. I'm like,
you're trying to prepare your car to go on the road.
Yeah, I'm like, so if eight, I wouldn't have got this done, would it, was that bad? And he was like, well, just imagine an open cut, an open wound.
Oh, without a
band. And without going to get it checked out.
Oh.
All right, it's your turn.
Wow. Well, Aura, that was great. Lip, start the show.
Fat Guy Radio Show
with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
If Hillary Clinton wins in 2016, it'll be the first time two presidents have had sex with each other. The person who would proofread Hitler's speeches was a grammar Nazi. If your shirt isn't tucked into your pants, then your pants are tucked into your shirt. Once you have a PhD, every meeting you go to becomes a doctor's appointment. If humans could fly, we would consider it exercise and never do it. My right elbow has never been touched by my right hand. People born in the year 2000 never have to remember what age they are. It pleases me little.
Live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. And now from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. That's Kanye West, isn't it?
Is it? I thought it was like some kind of native.
You're gonna have to
chant.
Open up the gate lip. You can't hear that. Are you not hearing the same thing I'm hearing? Take that sucker to zero or something. It's like it sounds bad. We pride ourselves on having a good sounding show.
Open your gate lip.
Open your gate lip and let the world in. All right, folks, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show for you. Heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads here in Studio G. Not going to do this one-liner anymore because Orly and Lip have the personalities of a pet rock. So then just say goodbye. I'm not going to do it anymore.
All right. Laugh now.
Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide radio, internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the In-Car AHA radio app, and always on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show live. Tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Simply search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Stars on Amazon Prime. Yes, I'm talking about the very popular cable network show is now available streamed through your Amazon Prime account. When you add up the cost of premium channel programming on your local cable network, it's ridiculous how much Stars and Showtime are on top of your local cable channels. My personal cable TV service, believe it or not, is $189 a month, and that's without Stars and Showtime. That is without it. So for what I pay for a year for basic television service, I could have up to 23 Amazon Prime accounts. This is why Stars and Showtime has teamed up to offer Amazon Prime customers all of their programming for 30 days free through the special banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. The Stars or Showtime is just $8.99 a month after the free 30 days. That still beats the $189 that I'll be paying for a month for my basic TV programming. In addition, you can watch Stars and Showtime programming on any mobile device. Just download the Amazon Instant Video app, sign in with your Prime account, and away you go. Now, of course, if you don't have Prime, then sign up your silly ass over to FatGuyRadioShow.com and click on that special Prime banner, sign up, and if you do it today, Amazon will give you your first 30 days of Prime free. And for all of you existing Prime members, if you sign up for Stars or Showtime, Amazon will give you your first 30 days of Stars and Showtime programming for free as well. All this and more at Amazon through the Shop Amazon button and the Amazon banners on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Or you can shop through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo. Amazon now has Stars.
Stars. So, I know we were talking about the car before, but does that mean my session's over? Because I wasn't done.
Well, welcome to the show. Whoa, everybody. Philippius, how was your birthday weekend, buddy?
It was pretty good.
Your family actually remembered you.
Yes.
Any details you would like to share with us?
Well, on my actual birthday.
Your who?
Birthday.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. One more again.
My birthday.
Your birthday.
Yeah.
Your birthday. Okay. On your birthday, your actual birthday.
Yes. My girlfriend took me out to eat.
Did she pay or did you pay?
She paid.
That's how you hold it down, son.
So did you get cheese on it?
So anyways, we went to a local restaurant called Texas Roadhouse.
That's not a local restaurant. The name itself says it's not a local restaurant.
Texas. From right here in Texas.
Yeah, Arizona. Right here. Fat Guy Radio Show coming from you live from Glendale, Texas.
Well, it was local.
It's just because the restaurant is here doesn't mean that it's a local restaurant. A local restaurant here would be like Hula's Modern Tiki.
Well,
it's only available here in the city of Arizona.
He didn't want you to think he went all the way to Texas to eat at the Roadhouse.
I just said the city of Arizona. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You went to Texas Roadhouse where they give you beans and there's peanuts all over the floor.
Yes.
It's good.
Ooh. Well, so I guess they have this birthday thing there. They have two different versions where you can have happy birthday sing to you, I guess. One of them, I don't remember. I didn't get the first one, obviously.
Did they have this song?
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Did they have
something
that one?
Something like that.
Okay.
So they're like, we sit us down and they're like, okay, so what are you guys going to get? And then my girlfriend's like, well, what do you guys do for birthdays?
Ooh, you probably looked up at your girlfriend and you said, hey, I know what kind of birthday gift. I want this bread right here. Get up there on that table, girl, and shake those tatas. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
So the waitress is like, well, we have one that's, we come over here, we sing happy birthday, we give you a little ice cream bowl. Mm-hmm. Or you could do the more embarrassing one.
Oh, is that this one right here? That's the most embarrassing. Is that the more embarrassing one?
Yeah, that's the more embarrassing one.
Where they make you get on the table versus your girlfriend get on
exactly.
the table?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've had that happen. That's not happening again more than three times. What?
So they're like, well, the more embarrassing one is they bring out a little saddle. You sit on the saddle.
Oh nice. Yeah. So they bring out that saddle there, Olymp, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And you just throw your girlfriend right on top of that thing. There you said, hey, baby, they going to bring out this Texas Roadhouse saddle. I want you to ride that thing because it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm the only one in the studio in a good mood. Lady K, are you in a good mood?
Yeah, Lady K, yeah.
I just kind of creeped out.
You should be creeped out. That was my creepy guy voice.
Okay.
Or Lee, hey, your car's missing two tires.
All right.
All right, Lip. So they bring out the horsey and they throw you on top of it and then you get rode by a Texas Roadhouse.
Pretty much. Well, anyways, they get you on the saddle and they start screaming out,
Hey,
we got a birthday boy over here, yada yada.
Who's screaming out? The waiters or the staff?
The waitress, yeah. And they have like five people with them and they got the saddle and they're all clapping and saying, yeah. And
so who's like on the saddle at the time that this is all going on?
I'm on the saddle with the little ice cream bowl in my hand.
Ah, back in the saddle again, ladies and gentlemen. So you got, hold on, I just caught the ice cream bowl. So you got a little fried ice cream
in my hand.
In your hand.
My hand's going numb.
From holding that cold ass ice cream
bowl.
They're
sitting there taking their time.
Singing, happy birthday. While they're doing that, Philippius is just developing deep freeze and frostbite in the hand.
Yeah, look at it. Got frostbite right there.
They just ruined those producer fingers there. We need his fingers thawed out, please.
So they sing that, and then I sit back down, and then I'm like, all right, watch when it's your birthday. I have something planned.
Oh, you said that to your girlfriend, or yes. You said that to the Texas Roadhouse staff?
That's what I was thinking.
To my girlfriend.
Yeah, the waitress is.
Yeah, Lip just stood up on the saddle and said, "All you people in here, wait till it's your birthday. I'm gonna come back here. I'm gonna make your ass get on the saddle and hold this cold ass ice cream. I got frostbite of the fingers."
Were you wearing your assless chaps that night?
Oh yeah,
of course I was.
Yeah, there's Lip up there right now, folks. He's climbing up on that Texas Roadhouse saddle. Oh, look at that. We found where the red hair is.
I'm going to go prepare to my birthday. They're going to be like, which one do you want? I'm just going to go whip off my pants.
Yeah. There's Orlean. Oh, now we know why they call it Black Sock. Oh. I hate both of you right now.
So that's how my actual birthday went.
Oh, so you rode a stick in the middle of a restaurant, basically.
A stick.
Was it a real saddle? Like a huge saddle?
Well, it was a saddle on like this wood. I don't know what it is. Like some wood thing that they had.
It's something that every sweaty ass fat dude has sat on.
Yes.
And Lip had his little bony Mexican ass up on there thinking that you were having the time of your life. You know you enjoyed riding that Texas Roadhouse saddle.
Yeah, because I farted on it.
Did you get pictures?
Why is he so happy? Oh, I don't know. Oh, Lip, why are you so happy? Why? Oh, that was a good one at the end.
My girlfriend has video of it, actually.
Nice.
I do not want to see that video, but I kind of do.
I want to see the ice cream melting all over his.
I want to see that.
Hand.
I want to touch it, but I don't.
But yeah.
So did you have a good birthday? That was it that you guys all did? That was a really cheap. Who all was at the Texas Roadhouse?
That was just me and my girlfriend, but I had another thing going on Friday. They took me out to this place called Main Event. It's kind of like a Dave & Buster's out here.
I heard of that place.
I've never heard
How
of it. Fill me in. What is it?
It's, I don't know if you've ever been to Dave & Buster's. It's
no, I'm an adult.
Basically, it's an arcade. They got bowling. They got pool tables. They have
sounds like a bar.
A laser tag.
Bar. Sounds like somewhere I want
to
go.
Actually, they have the one that I went to. They have this like zero gravity thing, I guess. You get up on a like high thing where it's crossing some ropes.
Okay.
And you're on like a harness, so if you fall down,
I'm already out.
Yeah, I don't think the ropes.
Is there a weight limit?
No,
there
probably is.
I can never any type of thing like that. I can never get the harness around me. I'm too large and in charge.
What do they tell you? Do they say it in a nice way, like sir?
No, they just know because when I walk into a place that has some type of harness or some type of adult ride, they see me coming and then I just look up at the person who's operating the ride and whatever facial expression, which is kind of like this, and it's going to be a bit for the Ustream. They kind of just go. You know, and they kind of look away. That there tells me that there's no way that my fat ass is going to get on
that ride. So you just turn around. At least they don't embarrass you and go, sir,
No, some of them do. But then I'm normally embarrassed because of all my skinny people that I'm around, like you, because you know, Orly, I don't keep the company of fat people. Fat people are gross. I don't eat them around me. Got my image to protect. You know what I'm saying? Fat people are nasty. I don't have any fat friends. I don't.
Me neither.
Check all my... That's hurtful. And I died a little bit inside after you said that. You know what I'm saying? So you get strapped in after you got off the horse.
Yeah, got strapped in.
I didn't realize this was going to be so entertaining. Go.
But
I
yeah, we...
Love it when I don't have to work so hard.
I didn't even go to the zero gravity thing.
Because it was going to make you pee?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Do you have to pay for each thing individually, or is it all included? Or
it's different. You pay differently. Prices. Yeah. Like bowling was separate. Then
okay. So is this Dave and Buster's?
It's not Dave and Buster's. It's like similar.
It's similar. It's a Dave and Buster's knockoff.
There's no bowling at Dave and Buster's.
I've never been to Dave and Buster's.
There's bowling?
No, not at the one in Tempe, but the one in the other side, Desert Ridge.
See, that's
whatever.
Exactly why I've never been to Dave and Buster's, because both of those places are on the other side of Tatum.
Well,
I don't travel further than Tatum.
Oh. Well, the main event one is Super South. It's in Tempe.
Tempe? Why? Yeah. Tempe. They don't even have a lake anymore. They not drained right it. And Tempe smells right now.
They didn't refill yet? No. I heard they were draining it to find
I don't know. They
dead
ordered,
bodies or something.
I just know that somebody ordered 400,000 bottles of water through our Amazon link, and I can only imagine it was Tempe Town Lake, because that's how they're going to fill the lake.
You need more
then.
Than that.
Are you sure, Lip?
Yeah.
I've measured it.
Yeah.
Go check.
Okay.
So overall, main event, worth it or not worth it?
I like it. Well, the main thing we did was bowl.
Who went?
Me and like three of my sisters and their spouses.
What are their spouses called on the show?
Bills.
They're bills. Orly, let me explain to you what a bill is. I'm going to educate you right now because, you know, knowledge is power here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Bills are an acronym for brother-in-law. See, Philippius has so many damn siblings. When he mentions their bills by name, we get confused. So now we just lump them all into one general character, Bill.
Bill.
Brother-in-law. Not Bill, which is short for William or Slick Willie or Billion or Bill or William or Willie. It's B.I.L. Bill.
Brother-in-law. Yeah.
So we went bowling, and the way they have theirs set up is there's like a video that plays after each person, you know, bowls.
Mm.
But it's a funny little like
a replay video of what you of the shot you just took.
No, it's a video with like it's like a skit thing. You know, they just got your faces in there because you take a picture of your face before you bowl.
Yeah.
So you go and you take the picture of you know your face. Three different shots. One's like happy. One's like disappointed, and one is like goofy or whatever.
Oh, okay. Hold on, real quick. Orly, did you understand what the bill is?
Yes.
Okay, good, because we're educating people here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Continue on.
So they play videos after each shot, you know, depending on how you throw it, it plays it a certain way, you know?
Yeah.
But there's like, I think six or seven different like videos that play with your face on it.
Ooh.
Like I had one where I got a...
Like a jib jab video?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, basically.
Oh!
It's like a little dancing guy with your face on it. Kind of.
Hey, little dancing guy. Well, did they put Dancing Queen behind it?
No.
Dancing Queen.
Those are creepy because the body moves and the face looks all...
Huh. Hey, be careful kind of, because I have good knowledge that the network may have done one for us.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll find out. All right, Lip. So you go to the magic place and you're on the escalator.
I wish there was escalator.
I'm not paying attention.
Anyways, the main thing was we bowled and we played a bunch of arcade games and it was pretty fun.
So you had a good time and it was all your bills and everybody in the family was there. So they actually remembered you, or did they just lump your birthday celebrations in with all the kids?
No, because the kids actually was on a Sunday.
So you just pretty much in your family had a birthday weekend.
Yeah, because I had my birthday on Friday, which was a night thing. Saturday was nothing, but Sunday we had a big party for two of my nieces because their birthdays are 2 days apart.
Yeah.
One right before mine and 2 days after mine. So,
okay.
Do you like when people lump them together like that? Like if it was with yours?
I probably wouldn't care, but like I don't celebrate my birthday really. So,
because my kids are like close in their birthdays and we're going to do that this month, but I know when they get older. Probably won't do that because I know I would hate to have to share a birthday with somebody.
Yeah, your kids love each other right now. But if you had another kid, that little girl's going to turn into a demon because she'll become middle child. I'm just letting you know that right now.
She's already pretty crazy.
I see the tendencies. Don't have no more kids. Keep it at two.
Two.
Keep it at two, because if you make her a middle child, the middle child goes crazy. Because you know what the middle children turn into? What? This guy.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I'm a middle child. Well, I'm glad that you had a really nice birthday weekend, because while you were out celebrating on horses and sticks in the middle of restaurants that floors are covered with peanuts, and Orly was being gang raped at a auto detail shop, I was busy.
I'm going to finish my story.
I was busy breaking my bathroom.
Breaking
my bathroom. I can't tell you the fat guy moment that I have experienced. And then also, my birthday is coming up in 2 weeks, and I've just decided that we're not going to celebrate it because my barber did something that made me feel old. I have cemented my residency in the world of old farts. I am ready to get me a Rascal scooter to start driving around my neighborhood because I am dirt old. And I will tell you all about it right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back. More fun and more thrills after this, folks. Halo 6, baby, is where I go to get my electronic cigarettes needs filled, and oh gosh, I need them a lot. I vape exclusively with Halo 6. Why? Because they offer the highest level of quality electronic cigarette models. None of those flimsy plastic gas station e-cigs. Their mods are robust, durable, and affordable, and I fill them with their premium e-liquid. In addition, Halo 6 is not a former tobacco company trying to jump on the hottest chick of the market. No. They are seriously working tirelessly to help people like you and me make the switch. See what I'm talking about by shopping through the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo 6, I am vaping, baby!
So after getting my two tires...
with your damn tires! Okay.
What size are your wheels?
I can't stand both of you right now. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. Hey, did I tell you guys that I bought a Gonzaga mug?
No, screw that Gonzaga mug.
All right, so
probably
I'm glad.
I paid too much for it anyways.
I did. I'm glad that you had a good birthday, and Orly, I'm sorry that you got gang raped at the auto dealership. But, you know, I'm a man of larger carriage.
Yes.
I've said that. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Just look at me.
Yeah, we see.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
What's your hat appreciate size again?
That. No, we're not going to talk about that. It's huge. Equator. Oh wait, that's my
custom,
belt size.
You have to custom size.
No. So I have an upstairs downstairs home. That's very well documented on the show, and I have been working.
Also
some,
known as a two story.
Yeah. Okay, Lip. I'm gonna have to go back to us since you went ahead and broke it down for all of those people that are listening at home. All right.
We're edumacating people.
So I have a two-story, and I spend a lot of time in my room, and I didn't have any little people that are under the age of 18 this past weekend. And this is where my whole entire weekend really took a turn, because it's very well documented, Orly, that I plan out. You know, I sit down, I mull out what I got to do. I don't want to have no surprises. I'm not very good with surprises.
Yeah, I've been told.
Yeah.
I've been told you have to invite you somewhere months in advance.
Well, yeah, and then even then I don't show up, but that's beside the point. You know, and I'm not going to whatever little thing you were going to invite me to. But anyway, so I like to plan. So this past weekend, I looked up, and for some reason I had mistakenly booked a car through my Enterprise app.
Oh.
Free plug for Enterprise. I don't know, because this is what I was doing, is that I was like, okay, I got the little guy this weekend. You know, I'm going to spend some time with AJ, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know why, but I've been wanting to get on the road, been wanting to drive, you know, take a little nice little drive, whatnot. And I book a car. I went on my Enterprise app to kind of see how much the car was. Mm-hmm. And then when I tried to get the daily breakdown, it actually booked the reservation. So then I start to scramble. I'm like, okay, well, fine. I got the book. And they were like $15 a day. So I was like, because, you know, Enterprise, they fluctuate in price. So I was like, okay, fine. I'll just, you know, let me make a weekend around this. I got a rental car. Let's just use it and make some plans. So I call up AJ's mom, and she reminds me that, no, AJ will not be coming with me this weekend.
Ooh.
So I'm like, oh, crap. Well, there's no need. So then I run and I call my friend that I have not mentioned on this show before. And I call her up, and she's like, oh, Andy, hem-ha, shuffle my feet. So I'm like, okay, you're out. You know, I'm not going to sit here and fight you. So then I went and canceled the reservations. And now I find myself not having anything to do for the weekend because everything that I thought I was going to be planning on doing, I'm no longer going to do. Not going to have the kid, not going to have my friend to hang out with, nothing.
You canceled before asking me in Lip.
Well, I knew that Lip was going to be celebrating his birthday, and then I know that you have a family and a wife, and I didn't feel like filling out the paperwork to get your wife to approve you to have a guy night.
True.
You know,
I probably would have told her, tell her we're busy. Tell
yeah,
her we're busy.
You know, yeah, it'd be like that. Thing. Yeah, because especially when I call your wife and she's on the phone, and I hear you in the background saying, tell him I'm not here. Yeah. Tell him one of the kids has fallen down the well and we're saving him down in China because he was down there for 3 hours and all the cameras had nothing else to do, so we put it on TV. Yeah, what?
Nobody else heard I'd that. Hang out with you.
No, you wouldn't.
In any day.
You would not.
As long as the day doesn't end with a Y.
Okay, so number one, before I get to my bathroom, as long as the day doesn't end with a Y. Why does he hurt me so, America? America, why do you hurt me so much?
America.
I'm just trying to be friendly to America. You heard me. And he crushed my soul every time he crushed my soul.
There's no like comfort, like, are you sure you want to order this car?
No, there isn't. Not because I have an enterprise premium app.
Okay.
So all of my stuff is already like pre-programmed into the app. So Ooh. It's made to book fast.
That's the new that's a new thing. Because yeah. not to go far off, but Domino's, do you hear that?
Yeah.
They have an app that as soon as you log it on, that orders you a pizza. It saves your information.
Your last order, it just duplicates it. Yeah, absolutely.
So could you butt dial Enterprise and order your car that way?
No, because I have an iPhone, and an iPhone is smarter than me.
Okay. Oh.
So I'm lost for this past weekend. Lip's out partying, you're out family, and I'm lost. So I'm like, okay, now I'm just going to do busy stuff around the house. So I get up on Saturday and I'm like kind of shuffling stuff around. I'm kind of cleaning up, literally mulling around the house. I know that I could be doing work. I could have headed over here to the studio. I could have done work here. I could have had projects that I could have been working on, all this other stuff. So I just decided to just mull around the house. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to clean my bathroom. That is where I went wrong. I should have never did that. I should have never did it. So I cleaned the tub. I hit the tub. I got the little extender thing, you know, a little extender pole with a little scrubber on the end. You know, I'm taking Ajax and I'm double fisting the Ajax bottles. You know what I'm saying? Put the little mask on. I just go into Ajax and I'm just making, you know, matrix crosses of my arms, just flinging Ajax everywhere. I'm covered in blue Ajax. Everything in the bathroom is covered with blue Ajax. You know, I'm chill from head to toe.
Balls?
I had literally blue balls and I'm just flinging Ajax around because I hate cleaning the bathtub. So I hate it.
You basically made it worse.
No, I didn't make it worse. I got that bitch clean, but it was Ajax everywhere.
Ooh.
Right. So then I'm like, okay, next. Now I'm tired because my big fat ass is bending over, scrubbing, extending my arm. You know, that vigorous type of motion ain't made for people of my size, Orly. You know, I'm too big to be moving on. I'm too old for this. I'm getting old in 2 weeks. I'm too old for this.
Well, you got Popeye, huh?
I do.
Is that why you're limping?
That exactly. I told you I need a hip replacement. I need a new hip. Y'all need to shop through Amazon so I can get me a new hip. So I clean the bathtub, you know, and my bathtub is the way that I don't have the little detachable sprayer thingy, you know, like people have, which I should because of my age.
Yes.
I should literally
have a
walk-in tub. Libby, you're right on top of that joke before
you
I even got
you. You should also have grab bars in that mug.
I totally should have grab bars in that mug because I don't ever sit down in my tub because the last time I sat down in my tub, y'all thought Noah parted the Red Seas. You wait to see what Corey can do with a thimble of water in a big old huge bathtub. I will split that water open to the white meat shows.
Get stuck in the tub.
Or I have had that happen orally, and that was a story we were not supposed to bring up on the air.
The grab bars need to be really super enforced.
Those grab bars need to be embedded in the concrete footings of my home.
Yes, welded to like some very thick metal beams.
You know that.
Oh, as I throw my phone across
the. Yeah, Lip, that one fill-in that I brought into the studio today, you just heard it. So I'm done cleaning the bathtub. Feeling pretty good about myself, but I'm tired, Orly. My body weary.
You have like 2 minutes, right?
I've been watching way too much Bernie Mac. I can't say it. Lady K is probably having a good time. Yes, Lady K, you're right. I should have called you, but I didn't when I was having a nice weekend. So I'm a little tired. Literally, I am tired from cleaning the bathtub. It's not that big of a bathtub, but I have the sidewalls and you got to scrub all the sidewalls. And then since I don't have that detachable shower thing, I have to like take a cup, put it under the spigot, and then take the water and drizzle it down the walls to wash all the Ajax off. It's a process, man.
Because then you see streaks, so you have to kind of keep throwing it.
So I'm doing it, and I'm like cramping up a little bit, right? Ooh. So then I go, I get the bathtub all done, and not realizing that there's a little water on the floor. So
this is where you break your camp.
So I go to clean the toilet, and in my bathroom, in my master suite, the toilet and the bathtub has their own room. Outside, the sink is outside of the bathtub. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's outside of the bath. Most people, newer homes, because my home is 1986 built. So newer homes have, you know, the toilet literally has a room by itself.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the newer homes, Orly's fancy ass house probably got its own toilet room. You got a toilet room, don't you, Orly, with a phone in it?
Toilet. I call it toilet room.
The toilet room with the bidet.
Yeah.
It's not a water fountain lip. We learned that when we went to that hotel in Tuscaloosa, Ohio.
Funny story. I was installing a bidet and I scrubbed my face. Oh. And luckily, it was brand new.
Oh, man. You were having a bad bidet. Did you get that lip?
That was a good one.
So I'm cleaning the toilet. And for some reason, my back like seized up.
Oh.
I don't know. It happens. Yeah. I don't know if it wasn't my sciatic nerve, but I don't know if it was my back seized up or if I slipped on something, but it happened so fast that it happened in slow motion.
You kind of like twerked?
Yeah. I literally twerked. And the last time I twerked, four or five fifth graders lost their lives. You know, I don't twerk no more.
Yeah. Just like that one in the QT.
But you know how like when something happens, like time seems to slow down. Because that's how I remember this moment. That time. So my back tweaked something or my foot slipped somehow. And to break my fall, I have this wall-mounted towel rack.
Now you have a hole.
Wall-mounted towel rack above my toilet in my restroom. And what in my fat 200-plus pound mind decided to say, hey, your big ass is about to bust your head open. Why not reach up for that towel rack? That towel rack got to be from IKEA. It was here before I bought the house. You know what I'm saying? So it's from IKEA. It's made by the Swiss. It's cheap. It's fragile. It's sensitive. And it's hanging on the wall. It's literally there to be pretty. Towels,
it's not reinforced.
Towels weigh all of what? 4 or 5 ounces? Yeah. That towel rack was not prepared for the force that was about to beat it and help it come to its end. So, of course, I reach for the towel rack, and if I had my crashing sound effect, I would have played it, but I don't have a crashing sound effect, and all hell just breaks loose. I reach for the towel rack, and for some reason, the centrifugal force of my body, gravity said no to my body because I didn't fall. I was upright. I must have been just leaning over, but for some reason, my arm, my left arm got so heavy, it just rips the towel rack off the wall. And the only thing that hit the floor was the towel rack. It was kind of like I almost counteracted my fall by throwing the towel rack on the floor.
I'm picturing that. So you just slammed it down.
So it just hits the floor, right?
You bust a hole in the floor?
There's a couple of tiles that are cracked because, it's a metal piece. Yeah. I didn't fall. Metal piece. So now the towel rack's on the floor. Towels are everywhere in the clean bathtub, by the way. Towels are everywhere. Towel rack's on the floor. Two tiles are cracked. And I have those huge 18, 20-inch tiles in my bathroom. Tiles are now cracked. And now I have four perfectly beautiful, massive assholes because it was reinforced on the wall. And my big fat ass not only ripped the bolts out of the wall, but whipped those little butterflies that were holding it on the back end of the drywall, ripped that out. So, of course, now I have these dollar size holes on my bathroom wall above my toilet. Literally, you can see the plumbing running through the bathroom because my fat ass should have stopped and not cleaned my bathtub, and this would have never happened. If I would have just left the bathroom dirty, I wouldn't have messed up my bathtub.
Wow.
I was picturing two things. I was picturing you ripping it down before you told me.
Right.
But I was also picturing you like reaching for it and then missing it and falling. That would have been funny.
That would have been cheaper. You know, that would have been cheaper if I would have slipped.
Well, maybe, because if you would have hit the floor, you probably would have bust through.
I wouldn't have hit the floor because
downstairs.
I wouldn't have bust through because the toilet and the bathtub were relatively close to each other. So yeah. I probably would have ended up being wedged between the toilet and the bathtub.
And then you would have busted the toilet out of this place.
And then the toilet is, I told you, Lip, 3 weeks ago, my toilet is cracked. It's got a crack on it. I'm falling apart. This is what happens when my weekend don't go the way. I hope y'all had a lovely weekend.
That was great.
And then the next day, I'm in my front yard. I'm like, okay, fine. The bathroom wasn't a success. That was not a win.
Let me try this lemon tree.
How'd you know? Were you there?
Yeah.
Let me go outside and see what I can do. I didn't break anything outside. Granny, I did not break anything outside. What I ended up having was a man cry in my front yard.
A man cry?
A man cry. Only I'm in touch with my feelings. I ain't afraid to shed a tear. So I go out to do the lawn. And I'm thinking, okay, it's spring. It's hot as balls out.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you East Coasters. That are still, I think Washington, D.C. still seeing snowflakes.
What snow?
Exactly. So I go out and I'm like, okay, I'm going to, you know, just cut the lawn. So my lawn get up because I'm so afraid of bugs, which is very well done. I'm very afraid of bugs.
Yes.
I am. A bug flying here right now. I'm out. I'm gone. I'm out. You ain't going to see me no more.
Little creatures.
That spider that was here when we were talking to little fella a few weeks ago, that I peed myself. I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I did. I wet myself a little bit.
I don't know what that smell was.
That was it. It wasn't that burrito that you had before the show. So anyway, so I get my jumpsuit on.
Oh.
Long.
I'm really sweating.
Long pants.
Your mowing gear.
I put on a tank top shirt. Yeah, ladies. Yeah, I hope you're Lady K. Lady K, you just sit back and you just imagine this right here, because I put on my long sweatpants. And, you know, since the light switch is so little, you don't see no bulge. It's just pants. That was really
bad. It looked like you had an innie.
Yeah. And then I put on my tank top. That's not really a tank top because the shoulder straps are kind of wide.
So it's a blanket with two holes in it.
It's a blanket with two holes in it. And I put that on. And then on top of that, I put on my tracksuit long sleeve. It literally is a tracksuit. The long sleeve top. Then I get my gardening hat and I pop that sucker right on top
that
of my
big
head.
Big old garden hat that fits your big old dome.
Yep, because it keeps the sun out, Lip. Because you know what I'm saying? This chocolate here, it melts in the sun.
Got a big old sun hat?
Big old sun. Big old huge floppy sun hat.
So you can see with your eyes?
Yeah. No, you couldn't because I had on sunglasses.
People are staring out their windows. Look at the big guys. The big guy's mowing his lawn again. Let's like, watch.
Watch. This is going to be great because by the time he goes up one way of his yard, he's going to be out of breath. So I put my earbuds in and I go and I put on Gavin DeGraw.
Ooh.
And then my song Where You Are comes on. And literally, I just had an emotional moment right there in my front yard, to the point where my neighbor came over to me the next day or later that day. And he says, hey, man, I saw you earlier out here mowing your lawn. Looks like those allergies were just kicking your ass because you were wiping away tears. Didn't know that I was having a man cry out there, but I did it. I was successful. And this is what happens when I don't have a planned weekend.
Might be the first guy I know to ever cry while mowing their lawn.
I probably shouldn't be mowing the lawn anyway because, you know, it's bad for my complexion.
Oh.
So I got a broke bathtub.
You're all covered up.
I am, but I still somehow, for some reason, end up getting bit. I even have on gloves, and I still somehow end up with a mosquito bite of some sort.
I do give you props for doing your own lawn, though, because I don't do my own.
Well, then, Orly, don't give me too big of a props because my lawn is probably smaller than this studio. It's not a very big lawn. It takes me probably about 45 minutes to do it, weed whack it, edge it, and mow it. And this took me a little longer because I was taking the grass all the way down because me and my neighbor, we have a pact that during the summer, we just say F it to our yards. We don't have an HOA.
Okay.
So during the summer, I'm not going out there. I'll go out there to water the lemon tree once a month, and that's about it. Give it a nice day soak, and that's it. And it better, you know, use the water, you know, properly preserve itself. But in the summer, I ain't going out there and mowing the lawn.
I try to take like a piece of lawn equipment out like at least once a month, so
yeah,
I look like a good Mexican.
Yeah,
but I had trouble just starting the blower the other day.
No,
and the neighbor was like, "You got to plug it in." I was like,
"See,
oh,
see, I'm too old. I'm too old to be doing yard work." And it was this past Saturday before all this happened, and I ripped my bathtub up. I go and I get myself a haircut because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make myself look pretty. I go to my barbershop. He does what he's gonna do, and then I'm. All of a sudden, you know how when your barber's cutting your hair, I don't know if your barber uses your scissors or does he use clippers?
Both.
Both. Okay. My barber used nothing but the
clippers.
Clippers. I hear the clippers on. And then I hear them get louder. And then louder. And then all of a sudden he puts them in my ear. And I snatch my head back and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? He's like, hey. Just trying to get this ear hair under control.
Wow.
I got ear hair lip. Ear wow. hair. I'm
That's
old.
Funny.
It's over.
They all
it's
gray to you?
No. Yeah. Some of them were gray. It's over for me, man.
Yeah, you're done.
I ain't got
Once
nothing.
Once you start seeing hair in areas that shouldn't be, your life's over.
Something that I used to want to do all day now takes me all day to do for 5 minutes at night. I can't do it no more. I'm old. I'm finished. It's time for the grave. It's time for the grave. My barber taking ear out my hair. Who go to the barber and they take ear out their hair?
He still goes. Does that barber going to continue to cut you, or do you have to go to special?
Yeah, he was
old person barber.
He was cool. No, I probably saw. So he looked up at me when I went to pay before I left. He gave me a senior citizen discount.
I have a lady. So is that a Barbara?
I gave you one of those because that was
good. One, huh?
That was good. That was good. I'm old, Orly.
You're old.
It's starting to hurt my feelings, man.
Well, at least you don't have to do the. I saw a guy once that's like, can you go ahead and do the eyebrows too? And the lady's like shaving his eyebrows down for
him. I know. We didn't get to nothing on the show notes. Are we already up on.
Are we done?
Trailer talk?
Next segment, will we trailer talk?
God.
I didn't even get to finish my car story. You guys keep hogging everything up.
All right, we'll be back. We'll push. We don't have a bitch of the year nominee, so can we push trailer talk to 4?
It's going to be a fast one.
All right, we'll do a fast one because the trailer wasn't really all.
Yeah, I don't have much to talk about. It was kind of a hard one.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be back. Springtime is here, and for most of us, the weather outside is perfect for finding a comfortable grassy spot at your local park or a park bench and snuggle up with a book. Well, Audible just has the book just for you, and there's no need to carry anything else with you to the park. You're already going to have your cell phone, so now you got to do is just sign up for Audible at audibletrial.com/FGRS, that's Fat Guy Radio Show, and get your first audiobook for free on us, and then get out there and enjoy the spring flowers, the clean air, the soft grass before summer comes in and ruins it for everybody. Even during summer, Audible books are perfect on the beach. If you got a beach near you, I believe Lady K was at a beach house a few weeks back. You got Audible with you? You can sit out there on that beach, enjoy that cool weather coming, that cool, crisp ocean weather coming off of the beach there, and then just enjoy a book. I mean, some of these books are 144 hours. You can sit out there for days and just enjoy. Try it. Try it for 30 days for free on us at audibletrial.com/FGRS or by clicking the Audible banner on Fat Guy Radio Showdy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. Orly, I got to pay you a compliment.
All right.
This past week, you put up, you posted some videos online
yep.
of your kids.
Yeah.
And I got to give you something, man. You did something that most parents don't do.
What's
and
that?
I got to give you props for this, bruh.
What is it?
You posted the perfect video of your kids. Not because of the coloring, not because of the framing, but because you didn't do the one thing that so many parents do to mess up their videos of their kids.
What's that?
Narrate it and talk over it.
My dad used to do that all the time. Mom used to
Is that not the worst thing where you see a cute video that somebody posts up on Facebook and then in the background you hear,
Dad's doing it, Jimmy. You're so cute. Okay, do that other thing. That's so cute.
They ruined it. Instead, dude, you did it perfectly. You just allowed us. I don't need narration from the parent. I'm seeing what the kid is doing. You posted it up perfectly. Little kids dancing in the garage. That was hilarious. I watched that about 17 times. And I never once, I didn't even hear you snickle. I didn't hear you laugh. And I knew that was possible because you don't even laugh on this show.
I know.
So you weren't going to laugh at your kids being absolutely ridiculously adorable. And then with your kid playing soccer, it wasn't, you didn't hear, normally you would hear parents say, go, Jimmy, go, run, Jimmy, run. Nah, dude, you posted it perfectly. Hats off to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I take pride in posting videos.
You should. You should post pictures, videos of your kids, and it was great. And then, of course, I made some Waka Waka on his Facebook page, Lip. Did you see it?
Oh, no.
Of course, not because you don't care. But it was fun. I wanted to give you hats off to that because I thought that it was perfect because, you know, or you get the parents with the videos on Facebook and they're trying to force the kid to be cute.
Hell yeah. Do the thing where you blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad used to narrate everything and then my mom would get mad on the video. So then it was just a video of them arguing in the background.
Yeah, it was it's not worth it. It's honestly not worth it. So Orly was sharing, talking before the show. He was telling me that, Janet Jackson,
she's gonna postpone her tour.
Postponing her tour. Wait a minute, wasn't it just a big, huge hoopla that Janet Jackson a year ago announced that she was going back on tour after being in the darkness for so many years after Michael Jackson's death?
Yeah, and now she's saying, "Hold up,
hold up, wait a minute, let me put some booty in it." Oh wow, Lip, wow, you cannot ride any more wooden horses.
Why not?
Because you just said, let me put some booty in it.
Did I say booty?
So what is Janet Jackson's thing? What is her whole get up?
She's going to postpone to go have a family, to make a family.
She's 49 years old.
Yeah. I said, what is she going to have, a grandbaby?
Yeah. She probably, there's nothing, Janet, no.
It's probably her husband talking into it because he's younger than her.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's so, like 30s, I think.
Oh, so he wants to smash it. He's tired of, you know, letting it go in the old Jimmy.
She looks like Michael, so that'd be kind of weird.
But would it be her kids, or would all the kids come out looking like Paris and Prince Michael?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, but 49, my thing is she's 49 years old.
That's
so
a little
she's
late.
Getting up there.
That's a little late in life.
And she's going to have a kid. She's not going to go right back on tour after she has the baby.
Of course not.
So will she even ever come back? Like, it might be it. It might be a wrap.
Is it her way of saying that it's over?
It might be, but I think she still has dates out that she didn't even finish. I don't even know if she started the tour. And already postponed it. I think Tucson's on there and she hasn't even have to return my tickets.
Oh,
oh man. It was such a big ordeal for her to return. So. And now she's, I find that kind of hinky. Or is this just spin to kind of, you know, so when she does reannounce, her audience has been waiting for so long for her to come back on the road. And then all of a sudden she's just not willing to do it anymore. And I find that very suspect.
Maybe
at
it's
best
an excuse
suspect at best, but you know, it is what it is. I guess I would love to see Janet Jackson.
I want to see her pregnant on stage.
She's not gonna. I can't imagine Janet pregnant. Can you imagine Janet pregnant, Lip?
No, I can't.
Are you a Janet Jackson fan at all?
No, not really.
Of course not. She doesn't wear sombreros.
No, sorry.
I thought this was interesting early when you brought it up to me. I think honestly that she's 49 years old. She hasn't done it up to this point, but I would think that if she was really wanting to do it, she would have done it during that blackout time of her career after Michael passed.
Yeah.
After they lost Michael, she went into the dark, and then it was her fan base that drew her back out of the shadows. So I would have thought that would have been the time that she would have did. You know, she ballooned up, she got big, and then she dropped it all off. She came back, showed her abs. She was looking great again.
Now she's going to lose them.
And
never get them back.
Now she's going to lose them again because she's going to have a little Jackson in
there. Yeah, because when you're 49 years old, it's not easy to drop weight.
It is not easy to come back. Everybody can't beat Britney Spears.
She's going to look like Weird Al when he played I'm Fat.
No, I'm fat. I'm fat. Ugh. That song kind of touched me deeply.
So you think she'll be back? You think she'll ever be back?
I think that she will come back, but she won't be the same because you got to realize that Janet Jackson is aging. So is her fan base. True. She isn't known to the Justin Biebers. She's not. She's not known to the fan base of 5 Seconds of Summer. She's not known to those to the most active fan base right now. Her fans are aging as well.
I just hope if she does come back, it's like full Janet. Because I heard she puts like a crazy show. You know what I mean? Like she's all over the stage.
It's beautiful.
Like I don't want her to come back and be like dancing.
Yeah. And she's taking oxygen. You know what I mean? She's got to let it go. She's got to take, you know, a little break on the side because she's just out of breath. I don't think she would come back after that. I think she would probably hang it up. It's not like she doesn't have enough money. She's got more money than baby Jesus. And she doesn't really need it. And that's where the artists make most of their money is when they're on tour. It's not from CD sales or anything. It's from going out there and actually performing in front of their audience. So I don't know. If she gets pregnant and she has the baby, depending on how it is. But then again, you know what, dude? We're rationalizing this. Like, in regular people mindsets, anybody that's tied to that family is not normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she may spit that baby out and come back bigger and badder than ever. You know what True. I mean? That family is just weird and magical. So you don't know what could possibly happen when it comes to the Jackson
family. Maybe it's
family.
Even a publicity thing.
I think she should come back. And I think it might be some publicity spin because you know what? They got us talking about it. And you know what I mean? We're plugged in. We are big time plugged in.
Is she the only, is there a lot of Jackson kids out there besides Michael's kids?
The ones that we know. I don't think we know. I mean, do we really care that Tito Jackson or Jermaine Jackson spit out a kid or Toya? God, who cares? Nobody cares. It's Janet that we care about. You know what I'm saying? All right. So let's take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, we'll wrap the show up with a little bit of trailer talk right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more. Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
So after the tires were put on.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show.
Cross on the highway, my Jeep began.
It's a story about his
car. Is
this
Janet?
I didn't know.
It's Michael.
So that I had a flat.
This is a song about Orly's weekend.
Tires.
Like sideways, I can find it. I can fix it. I look around the cars on the highway.
Wait until it gets to the hook right here. Oh, sorry, that's another verse. I thought it was a word. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Well, we got to move on. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a segment that is sweeping the nation, folks, and we are talking about, of course, Lip, go ahead and bet that out because you know you're not going to hear this. All right, folks, it's time for Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, folks, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. This week's review trailer is War Dogs, starring Jonah Hill and Miles Teller.
A.K.A. resemblance to Fred Savage.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Literally. I did too at first. And it's pretty much a story based on a true story of two 20-year-old men that somehow find their way into a government military contract. Which, if this is based on a true story, I've got some feelings about this. So, Flippies, did you get a chance to see this trailer?
I did.
What did you think? Would you like to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
All righty, Lip, take it away.
The movie looked okay. Doesn't look like a super boring movie like some other movies out there that I've seen. But I don't think I will go be seeing this in theaters.
No?
I don't think it's theater worthy for me.
Going to Redbox it?
Redbox it or
Amazon,
you know,
Prime.
Those pirated movies, things. You know, where you don't pay for them at all. And I'll just watch it for free.
Yeah.
It won't be like high quality, maybe, but it'll be.
You see people walking in the background.
Hear people talking.
Crunching on their popcorn.
They're going to be narrating the movie. The way Corey likes to see videos. But yeah. It's not it's not that interesting to me, I should say.
Yeah, the trailer, I didn't get much from the trailer either. It was kind of hard to judge it from the trailer. I mean, I like Jonah Hill, and he's kind of funny, like from Superbad, and it says from the makers of The Hangover, so I don't know if it's going to be funny. I mean, the trailer has funny parts.
Like, I don't know if there was if I was seeing things or not, but I thought I seen one of the guys from The Hangover.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper. I was going to mention that. Bradley Cooper.
Clip of him. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like at a casino, which reminds me of The Hangover.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're going to kind of tie that in somehow.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like him in there by, I don't know.
My question is, so I don't know if this movie was filmed a long time ago and they're just putting it out, or did Jonah Hill gain all the weight back?
I noticed that
he's
too.
Bigger than before.
But you know what? That was one of the reasons why I kind of liked the video.
Because Jonah Hill's
big fat dude.
Maybe we get him on the show.
I like Jonah Hill.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's good, but he's this hilarious. Movie isn't that.
Well, it looks funny and looks serious. Like, I don't know really. It's kind of hard to tell.
What's your take on it again, Orly? I'm sorry.
I just said it's hard to tell from the trailer. I mean, I'm going to probably see it because I like Jonah Hill and he's funny.
Yeah.
And it says from the makers of The Hangover, so I take it it's going to have some kind of comedy. But it's kind of hard to see if it's kind of serious or if it's kind of, like, it's kind of hard to tell what's going on in the movie. Like, I understand it says they were trying to do some contract with the government, but did they really know what they were doing, or did they just fall into something totally out of their league? Like, I'm kind of confused from it. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think the trailer really made that clear, but it's based on a true story, according to the trailer, which that to me is pretty embarrassing. We allow 20-year-old idiots to obtain a government contract worth $300 million.
Yeah.
And they just did whatever they wanted to do. Now, I'm sure there's probably going to be some big, huge saving moment at the end of this movie. And it was during one of the darkest moments in American history, the Iraq War.
Okay.
And this really happened. Now, I'm not a big Jonah Hill fan, but I root for him because he's fat. But from what you just said, Orly, he hasn't clearly always been fat.
Yeah, he lost a bunch of weight for a while.
Well, it's back. And it's clear in this movie. Or is it an old movie and they're just, maybe this is one of those filler movies.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But yeah, like I said, they don't really explain it, but I did catch a line in there. They said, War Dog is somebody that's making money off war without stepping on the battlefield. So to me, it just seems like a movie about some young guys that came into a ton of money. It looks like they're doing drugs. They're spending it crazy. And
why do I feel like this movie should have starred Will Ferrell? Like, the storyline just seems like
and
something
Kevin Hart?
Stupid.
Like him in the car.
Hey!
Hey. Lip just did an impression.
Lip just tried an impression and failed miserably.
It's all right.
I think the storyline seems has Will Ferrell written all over it. It seems sticky. I mean, I can understand if they would have put like some seriousness behind it, but you're right, Orly. I gathered it as it being a comedy, as it being funny. Like the whole part where the CIA just laughs at them because they bid the lowest and they were like $58 million lower.
$53 million
lower than the second highest bid. And that means that they could have gotten $53 million more.
Yes.
You know, so by him being in the hallway, and this is only from the trailer, being in the hallway kicking the wall kind of makes me think that it's sticky. You know what I mean? Where they took something that happened in American history during a very bad time. But you know what? You hear all these stories all the time. I do, where you hear people making money off of war. I hear that all the time. And Hollywood just take. I didn't like the Hangover movies.
Though, like the first one.
The first one was interesting, and then they just tapered off after that for me.
Yeah.
I could really care less about the Hangover movies. So when I saw that this was directed by the same director of The Hangover, I kind of lost a little interest in it because that means it's just going to be, you know, silly, stupid to me. I like Jonah Hill, I guess, you know, because he's fat. I root for him for that. But my whole thing that stuck out to me about this stupid trailer is the fact that we are spotlighting the incompetencies of our government.
Yeah.
In vetting government contracts worth millions and millions of dollars. So I say we put together a government contract proposal and we go get $500 million and then we drive a couple of fake guns across the Iraqi desert and we do it. I'm sure it probably has a heartfelt ending where they save some, you know, kid in a hijab or something. I don't know.
Or they die.
Or they all die.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a lot of slapstick to me.
I need a longer trailer because I feel they're showing
it was very
funny
short.
Clips. Like, I feel like they're showing funny clips, so the people that like Jonah Hill's funny movies will go see it, but it might not be all funny.
Or are they using the marketing tactic for us to inquire about what really happens in the movie? Because I've said it, on record that, you know, I don't like it when trailers give me all of everything. Like Superman versus Batman, sure. Spoiler alert, Superman dies. Like the Superman versus Batman trailer, everybody that went and saw that movie says that they put all the good fight scenes in the trailer. So maybe they're doing the opposite with this movie by not giving us everything that happens to make us go see what happens.
Exactly.
Or let's flip the third side of the coin over. It's just a vapid ass movie, and this is the best parts of everything that they had.
True. I give it 3 days in theaters.
See, Superman, Superman versus Batman or whatever.
BVS.
So Batman versus Superman. They should have just called it Batman Versus and it surprised everybody with Superman in it.
Yeah, that's what they should. The Superman dies, okay? He dies. And guess what? I didn't even go see the movie.
The Batman
and
kill him?
He dies. No, he falls on something.
Did he fall off a horse?
Yeah, he fell off a horse at Texas Roadhouse and he dies.
You didn't get the joke?
I didn't get it.
Christopher Reeve, the original Superman.
Oh, that's messed up. That's hurt too soon, Orly.
Too soon. It's like 20 years.
25 years later is too soon.
Well, he didn't die from falling off the horse.
I guess so. That's trailer talk. So, Orly, how many cute dancing kid videos do you give it?
I give it 2 cute dancing videos.
2 cute kid.
Now, I want to see it, but just to find out more what it's about.
Have we reviewed one movie trailer that I said I was going to go see?
Yeah.
That you were going to see? Yeah.
Yeah, two. The first two that we did, I said I was going to go see.
Purge. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And
the other one with that old guy from Roseanne.
From what?
Oh, from Roseanne.
Ten
Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, 10 Cloverfield Lane. Those are the two that I want to go see. All right, that's your trailer talk for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Trailer talk. We watch the trailers because the trailers are free. One last thing as we transition here.
Thanksgiving Day. Now I'm hungry.
Shout out to Lady Orly, who was kind enough to send us some homemade salsa that we snacked on before the show. It was delicious.
After the show.
And Lip had finally had his birthday burrito today.
Yeah, so the studio, hell of a mold on it.
The studio is very funky at this point. Speaking of movie trailers, before we get out of here, we got a few minutes left. Before we get out of here, I got called to the carpet on Facebook and I didn't print it out and I was wrong. And you know what? I know I'm the big guy, but sometimes I deserve my balls to be busted too. So somebody said that I completely ranted about Ghostbusters being redone, but yet I'm excited to go see the Jungle Book movie.
Which is redone.
Which is a redo.
Good point. I didn't think of that.
You know? So I understand. Now, I'm not saying your name who sent me this message.
Oh.
But she called me to the carpet. She called me a hypocrite. A hypocrite because I slammed Ghostbusters, but yet I'm jiggling my man bag to go see the Jungle Book, which I am. I am excited to see the Jungle Book that comes out the day before my birthday.
Because you said something about if a movie's good, they shouldn't mess with it.
They shouldn't mess with it. And you know what? The Jungle Book goes back to the 80s. It started off as a cartoon. It has been a live action movie before. Hell, it's even been a Broadway play. And they keep redoing it. Hell, I even put, and what spawned this email is I put it up on After the Levels, my blog, spotlighting the star, because the guy that, the little boy that plays Mowgli in the Jungle Book, never had been in a movie before. He had never, he's always wanted to act, but he's never been in a movie, never been in a commercial, what, never
nothing?
Been in anything.
Jeez.
Nothing. And he just came out and then him and then Bill Murray plays Baloo the Bear, the voice of Baloo the Bear. Okay. And the, so I got called to the carpet, and you know what? I'm going to give you your point, mystery carpet caller. I'm going to take it. Yes, I slammed. Lady K has given me a preve. I have been reprieved, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Lady K, this is why we love you so much. See, now you caller, carpet caller, you can kiss my ass. Let me tell you why. Thank you, Lady K. Ha ha, I have an argument. Wait till you hear this.
You'll hear it on the next show.
They're not the same thing. Booyah!
Why not?
Because I'm talking about animation. They are talking about actors. Now that I read that, it don't seem like I really have that great of an argument, Lady K. Lady K, I need more. She says, but they're not the same. You're talking animation versus actors.
Does something simple bug you? Like to me, I was looking on the commercials.
Lady can't eat more.
I'm like, are they going to show Baloo?
I'm out here on the... Yeah! Because,
no, okay.
He's a bear! He's animated!
Yeah, but he's not gray. Wasn't he kind of gray in the cartoon?
He's gray in the movie.
Oh, I saw a brown bear. I didn't
okay,
see
so he's brown. It's 2016. You know, colors change. Don't judge him for the fact that he got a little work done to his face.
I mean, I think all bears matter, but... No, but seriously, I was confused. I'm like, why is it... Like, where's...
It's Bagheera.
That bugs me. I'm not going to watch it because he's not a gray bear.
You're not going to watch it because he's not a gray bear because all bears matter, right? Exactly. Lady Candy, a little bit more, baby. I thought I had a little bit better of an argument other than the fact that it's animation versus actors. I was all excited about that tweet. I should have read a little bit more. A little more. Lady K, I'm out here hanging on the limb, baby. Where am I? Help me. Help me.
Help him.
Help me. Where you at? Oh, this is a perfect time for you to go silent on the Twitter. Ain't that just what they do?
Yes.
You sit there. Yeah, I was having a conversation earlier today with a friend of mine. I'm asking her a question. I get to the question of like, oh, here we go, Lady K. Thank you very much. To remake an animated movie with actors, there's no way to compare that to actors in a real movie being replaced or remade.
Can we get a buzzer?
All right.
Bam.
Fine. Here's the thing. You send them a tweet or a text or something, and then your girl don't text you back.
Yeah.
Or like you go through the conversation and all of a sudden she just fall off the face of the planet. I hate that. I really hate that.
Yeah.
And she did that to me earlier today. They aren't changing the story like Ghostbusters is. Ha ha!
I thought Ghostbusters wasn't changing the story. You said Ghostbusters was the same exact story.
Ghostbusters is the exact same story versus the Jungle Book going from animation to live action. That's our argument, Lady K. Ha ha!
But you just said she said... They're not changing it like Ghostbusters.
I hate all of you. Lady K, we'll pick this up. We're going to find a reason. I'm going to find a reason where I'm not right or I'm not wrong.
I'm going to say happy birthday to my little girl. She can't hear it. I mean, she's only a year old. She can hear.
Oh!
She doesn't know that I'm saying it, but I want to say happy birthday. She'll turn one on Saturday.
Oh, Feliz cumpleaños.
I may be crying in the front yard like you were.
You got to listen to Gavin DeGraw for that to happen. Lip also made me cry in the front yard, too.
Why? What did you do?
The lemon?
No, because me and Lip had a conversation after the show last week, and I realized that I'm not going to cry. He made me cry. That's it. You made me cry, Lip.
Did he tell you have hairy ears?
No, he told me I have to get my tires replaced for $600, you rube.
Earmuffs. I'm going to call you earmuffs from now on. Fuzzy ears.
I'm old, Orly. Why are you going to kick me while I'm down? I'm old. I'm about to lose my best friend to his girl when he get married. I'm sorry. That's why I cried.
If anybody wants to hear my whole car story, go ahead and tweet me.
To be continued.
Yeah, Facebook.
The bear is still the bear. The boy is still the boy. Bagheera is still Bagheera. Lady K, you're not helping me. All right.
Lady K, go to sleep.
That's her bedtime.
Aw, I love you, Lady K. She tried. I should have just called her. That's probably what she's going to text me. And she's on the time delay right now, too. All right, folks. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of damn time. Thank you to Stars at Amazon for being the power behind today's show. Sign up now by clicking the special Stars banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com and do all your online Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon button or our banners on our site and conveniently through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management for corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show. It's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and of course every live show is always available for replay on our exclusive Vimeo page. Don't forget, folks, check out my blog After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze at afterthelevels.com. For our executive producer Philippius,
as me,
and Orly,
hello,
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people,
yes,
fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what it's about, simply reply before they make you get on the Texas Roadhouse horse. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hold on, wait a minute. This show is free, and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. That's fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2, 1.